Comfort, comfort ye my people. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. I've got a son who really hates getting up in the morning. When I suggest that he go to bed earlier, he looks at me as if I'm crazy and tells me that that just doesn't work. And so he turns to his Psalms of Complaint, which in his case means hard rock at high volume. But then, I don't think my son's problem is all that unusual. Many people find it hard to fall asleep at night, and not all that easy to get up in the morning. Thankfully, the church year offers a spiritual remedy for both these ailments. And so, on the last Sunday of the church year, the organist pulls out all the stops. The trumpets blast, and we sing, "Wake, awake, for night is flying. The watchmen on the heights are crying, awake, Jerusalem, arise." Philip Nicolai's chorale is our church's alarm clock. Bach's cantata adds to it a double shot of espresso. But Advent's different. It's a sweeter, sleepier season. Less matins and more vespers. A time when lamps are lit and children nod. During the wee small hours, the Holy Spirit speaks as a paraclete, a counselor, and a comforter. His message is less a warning siren than a tender lullaby sung to those whose nights are restless, when even the tick of a clock seems too loud and a digital clock too bright. And why can't we sleep? Why are our eyes open when they should be shut? Sometimes caffeine, the computer, or physical discomfort is the culprit. But what really gets us are the cares of this world. We fret and stew over things great and small. Our mind becomes a racetrack. Guilt over the past, uncertainty about what lies ahead. Fear over what could happen. Sadness and frustration over what has. Not that this is anything new. As we sing in the tear-soaked psalms, I am weary with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. And again, I lie awake. I am like a lonely sparrow on the housetop, for I eat ashes like bread and mingle tears with my drink. In our own community right now, I know there's a lot of anxiety. Young people have had to face, of all things, cancer. Daily, we pray for those who are suffering. A good number of our friends have lost their jobs, while others keep their heads down, fearing the sword of Damocles. And with unemployment comes stress, especially as Christmas approaches and the economy stagnates. So also, I know some students are buried under a mountain of debt. Others worry about their children's future or failing parents. Still others regret self-made disasters of pride and foolishness. And then there are the everyday pressures and deadlines, which we know we shouldn't sweat over, but still do. No wonder people toss and turn at night. Now at this point you might tell me, not to worry, because worry is a sin. True enough, but now I'm more worried than ever. You might tell me that my troubles won't look so bad in the light of day, but that's cold comfort for one facing a long, dark night. In the dark night of sorrow, our Lord gives this advice to Advent preachers. Comfort, comfort my people. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Yes, a little tenderness is called for this season. Gentle words of encouragement to disperse the gloomy clouds of night. Less a lecture than a homily. Less a rousing hymn than a quiet Christmas carol. Perhaps a song of Isaiah's blooming rose, or of Bethlehem's dreamless sleep. Or as is fitting today, Savior of the nations come. That wonderful Christmas carol by Ambrose, which begins with an Advent invocation, but quickly takes us to the manger, showing us that if there is a border between Advent and Christmas, it's porous and best left lightly guarded. So also today, Isaiah offers tidings of comfort and joy. Cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hands double for all her sins. Yes, Isaiah's words are a double dose of comfort, even better when put to rhyme and music. But they're more than words, for when we say it's going to be all right, we mean it, and God backs it up. The grass withers, the flower fades, but this word of our God will stand forever. Can the Lord forgive even you? He already has. Can he bring you through your money troubles? He has already paid double for the debts that really matter. Can he cure what ails you? He's risen with healing in his wings. So when you climb into bed tonight, sleep well. For like a shepherd, he gathers you in his arms, carries you in his bosom. Sleep, as they say, like a baby. For the baby Jesus is born for you. Your warfare is over, your iniquity pardoned. So sleep in heavenly peace. Amen.